Say again.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, please hold on.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Game time! Okay, all right. Well, welcome to another Parents Coaching Parents Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and again, this show here is going to be a show of interest there. For those parents that's out there that don't know about this story, you may want to listen in and later on go out there and check it out for yourself and validate all the information that I've shared with you this afternoon because it is definitely one that you need to know about. Definitely one that you need to know about. What I'm talking about is Eastern Christian Academy. Eastern Christian Academy. So check that out. Tell me what you think. And Definitely, we'll have something to talk about. But I have to go up my man, Mr. Keith Wright, to get us rocking and rolling there. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, Keith says, he says it all the time, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, family, in my research for trying to find out and, you know, dig a little deeper into this transfer situation and, you know, see exactly what's going on and what are our athletes doing out there and what are parents, you know, going along with. You know, I came across this story about the Eastern Christian Academy. Eastern Christian Academy. Eastern Christian Academy is a school that was created, it appears to me, created just for the sole purpose of establishing a football team, and it popped up out of nowhere. You know, all of a sudden, this school existed. Now, you know, just some of the funny things that I've came across when looking at the school in itself, you know, their staff initially consisted of 4 teachers, a nurse, a minister, and 7 football coaches. Now, that was interesting in itself. 4 teachers, a nurse, a minister, and 7 football coaches. That is a staff. Parents, what are we doing in today's society? Why will we allow our children to attend a school of that nature? You know, we got to know the things about accreditation. If the school is not accredited, then why will we send our child to that school? Hopefully somebody will have some answers for me today and chime in and give us a call. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Well, this story popped up on SportsIllustrated.com back in August of last year, 2012. And you know, one of the reasons why it popped up, because the school, as I said earlier, was just basically coming out of nowhere, coming out of nowhere. You know, the school was scheduled to play Strom Thurmond High School down in South Carolina, Johnston, South Carolina. And as a result, what happened, they turned around and made it down there to South Carolina after coming out of the area that they were housed. And I shouldn't say the area where their school was located, because there isn't no fixed location for their current school. And another puzzling part to myself, you know, I would just love to hear what you have to say about this, parents, but let me read something to you here. Eastern Christian was established six months prior to the opening game. Okay. We're less than 3 weeks start of the official academic school year. 54 students was enrolled from grade 6th grade through the 12th grade. 46 students are boys, and 46 students are on the football team. The staff include 4 teachers, a nurse, minister, 7 football coaches. The running back and defensive back coach is the director of operation and the de facto principal. Now, have you heard it all? Have you truly heard it all? Okay, running back and defensive back coach is the operations officer and the de facto principal. Come on now. Parents, why are we subjecting our children to stuff like this? Then you wonder why our children grow up with their morals being questioned, their character being questioned, and everything else. You know, I would have had to have a whole lot more information about this here facility before I decided to enroll my child into this school, be it boy or girl, sports or no sports or whatever. I would have had to have a whole lot more information. This school would have had to be, I would have first checked with the Board of Education to make sure that it is an accredited school and they are meeting all the standards and all the requirements. Then I may have went as far as checking with the NCAA to find out, you know, if they've met all their standards and all their requirements, because it gives you the appearance, and all the indications are pointing in that direction, that this school was simply designed to be a football mill. You know, how we had a diploma mill at one point in time where, kids was going there just to get a diploma to say that they attended some school, and then they graduated from there and went on to play at the next level. Well, this same thing with this school appeared to be a football mill, where they're getting all the blocks checked, I's dotted, T's crossed on this football issue, whereas, it's basically saying that, okay, you came here, you played, you attended a few classes. Now, what classes do they have? You know, who knows what information that this school is actually providing these children? They don't have a fixed location. They do not have a facility. So what is this school able to provide these children? You know, that kind of stuff in itself, again, parents, is the questionable stuff that we need to really step back and be more aware of. And the Parents Coaching Parents Network is here to help you with those type of things. You know, I've been able to, and we've had folks on the show from the NCAA that called in that, you know, was able to provide us with answers and, you know, different things about what we need to be aware of. You know, as I go on and I look at this story, I noticed that the founder of this school basically created this school for the sole purpose of making sure that that you know his son had that opportunity to go somewhere and play. So, you know, at what point in time do we check all these things? At what point in time do we say, okay, enough is enough? Enough is enough. You know, anytime you're drawing in kids from Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and I know them areas are really close together, and it's a very, but at some point in time, how far do we go to cross borderlines? You know, where are the kids really legal residents? Is this a boarding school? Is this a school where they're actually attending? Or, you know, what's what? You know, and where's the facility if they're actually attending this? You know, and this gentleman that started this school is the financial backer and the founder of the school, but yet they do not have a permanent campus as of yet. And this was August of last year. By now, they've probably figured out somewhere where they're going to house themselves. But, you know, and to say it's a school for the game of football, also notice that it doesn't actually have a football facility. You know, there's no football facility with this school. You know, so give us a call. I'm very interested in hearing, you know, many of your thoughts on why would you as a parent let your child attend a institution of this nature. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Very interested. Very, very, very interested in hearing exactly your thoughts on this. You know, you can always check us out on Twitter. You can always check us out on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, and we're out there just for the sole purpose of providing information and better understanding and helping parents be the sole supporter for their children. Take it away, Keith.
The game had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Well, you know, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, graduate of the University of Harvard, and he say he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. But, you know, getting back to this story on Eastern Christian Academy, like I said, the story came out in Sports Illustrated August 23rd of 2012, and actually it was something that was sent out from their magazine and later on put online for other readers to check it out. But, you know, this story in itself is a question in itself and a testimony to how far some folks would go to ensure that their children are in the best possible position. You know, going back to talking about this gentleman that created this school, his name is David Seals. Seals the fourth, and his son is David Seals the fifth, has a scholarship or has committed to USC, the Trojans. And believe it or not, there are two or three other players at that school that have also committed to the Trojans. And looking at another young man that they talked about has committed to the Trojans as well, you know, 6'3", 295, young man that has also committed to the Trojans. Now, come on, let's be realistic here. Let's be realistic. You know, is this a farm for University of Southern California future players? You know, that's what they're trying to tell us. You know, initially these children once was at a school called Red Lion. Before they left Red Lion Christian Academy in Bear, Delaware, last January, and that was January of 2012. And then this school, Eastern Christian Academy, was formed for the sole purpose of bringing these kids together and having a football program for these kids. You don't have a football facility. You don't have a true facility for your school. Kids are doing stuff out of the library. You know, they're doing their weight training at the local YMCA. They're traveling on the dime of this here truly financially stable gentleman. And, you know, so what is the underlying story behind that? I'm truly interested in hearing some of your thoughts on this, parents. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. Or if you can't, you know, get through, or if the phone lines are busy, can't get through, you know, send me a email message at PCPHR@AOL as well. You can reach me that way as well. But be interesting to hear what you want to do about this, and what's your thoughts about that, and how far should stuff like this really and truly go on? You know, always interested in hearing from somebody to know, you know, what's your thoughts? You know, this school, you have sixth graders through 12th graders. And these children are at this school for the purpose of what? You know, come on, let's be realistic. Let's not pull no punches. Let's be straight out honest about what's going on here. This gentleman has created a school for the sole purpose of making sure that his son has the opportunity to get a very decent look and be recruited by one of the top programs in the country. Now, you follow that up with bringing in other kids to place them around his son to make sure that some of them are also being recruited by the same school. So the question goes back to this. Does USC have a tie to this school in any way? Is he a USC grad? And if so, how many lines have been crossed on that number? How many lines have been crossed, parents? You know, looking at some of the places that some of these other kids are going to, they're going to Auburn. We have commits to Auburn. We have commits to UConn, Syracuse, you know, and his son only being a sophomore, standing at 6'3", and he's a quarterback, you know. So what's going on for real, parents? Come on, talk to me. Give me some insight on this, because this here is most puzzling and definitely a piece that need to be addressed. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Winding down here, we're down to about the last 5 minutes of the show. And just to talk about some of the other things that we've been doing over the last few years, we've also had a chance to connect with a very good colleague of mine, Coach Chuck Hatcher, who has a show also on Blog Talk Radio called Legends of Sports, Sports Inside Out. Did an MLK celebration tribute on Monday where he had a number of legends of sports that came in. These guys came in and did a quick interview with them, and it was a good show. Well, didn't see it getting many takers today, but I think it's time for us to wind down. So on that note, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at PCP Network, Facebook at Parents Coaching Parents Network. Also, we may even come up with a blog page, or if you want to just connect with us, go to our website and reach out to us from there. And our website is www.pcpn.info, www.pcpn.info. Always looking to hear from you, always looking to hear from you. You know, parents, after you get a chance to listen to this show, give me some thoughts on you know, what really goes on out there and some of the things that you may have experienced. You know, on the towards the end of the month there, we'll have some great guests coming in. We got some folks that we've lined up, and I'll be posting that information on our Facebook page and from time to time popping it out on Twitter as well. But we definitely have some great guests coming in. We have a parent of a WNBA star. We have someone that's talking about mental toughness. We have a syndicated radio talk show host that talks about sports parenting, and a host of great other folks that's involved in the sporting industry, and mainly giving us some insight on what it's all about coming from the youth perspective, you know, and what we can do as parents to be our child's best advocate. That's something that we're going to talk about from now until this show finally goes off the air. You know, the motto that the Parents Coaching Parents Network stick by is help us help you. And that's what it's all about. Help us help you. We want to be the servant that help you, that takes you to the next level and take your child to the next level as well. Get a chance to read that article over. Again, it was a sportsillustrated.com, SI.com, August 23rd. Of 2012, and a very interesting article. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about it. But, you know, stay tuned, stay with us, and we'll be giving you some more insight and updates on some of our shows that's coming up. You know, check us out on Facebook and see exactly what we'll be talking about next. One other thing I want to mention before I shut down for the day. You know, I had the pleasure of, and those of you that follow me on Twitter at PCP Network, I had the pleasure of watching a holiday classic. I think it was the Virginia Preps Holiday Classic or something like that. While I was sitting in there, I just being observant, knew a few of the kids that was out there playing, and, you know, just being observant, checking things out. But as I turned and looked, and I noticed one of the local basketball gurus, as folks like to refer to him as, you know, was sitting there in the audience, you know, and a couple folks sitting around him, a couple coaches and other folks sitting around him. And I noticed that folks was actually going out, and he would mention something to them. They would go out and retrieve various players that had just finished playing. These players would be brought over to this individual. This individual will have a little conversation with them, and, you know, I don't know, you know, hey, I want you to play on my team. I'm looking forward to be on our I don't know what the conversation was. And after that, you know, the child would just go away. Now, the whole time, I didn't notice any parents that would accompany the child over to this conversation. So what is being said during this conversation, you know, and what is being promised to this child? Not saying that any of that was actually being done, but all of these types of things are often in question when you have folks lurking over your children during the time period that your child has the potential to receive a Division I scholarship, you know. So these are some of the things that we talk about here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, the PCP Network. We're always here for you. Help us help you. You know, that's part of our motto, and we're going to be here to do that and make sure that that happens for you each and every time. So on that note, hey, we enjoy talking to you today. We didn't have any callers call in, but I know we have some folks out there listening to the show, and we always welcome you back. So be there as a supporter. We'll be there for you any and every time, each and every time you need us out there. So on that note, this is Mike Scott. We're going to close out. And on that note, go ahead, Mr. Keith Wright. Do what you do. Close us out, baby.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities that...